Not volume of meditation, but quality. This is what makes meditation really what meditation is. Not the volume, the number of times you meditate, the impressive way you meditate, but the quality of each individual meditation. People feel they have to meditate constantly, they have to really get going with their meditation, get on to it, and say all sorts of powerful, wonderful things. And in saying these things, they think that that's going to bring about the result of meditation. And meditation, dictionary-wise, means to think about. So, what is it we are thinking about? All right, we would like a healing meditation. And we say, I am whole and perfect. Are we thinking about our wholeness and our perfection? Or are we thinking about that we would like to be whole and perfect? Are we thinking about our illness? Are we empowering the problems that we are wishing were not ours and meditating on it? Oh, God, were that it were done and now I'm whole and perfect and oh, my goodness. You know, and on and on and on we go with that attitude on meditation in volume. And again and again and again, we bring up this and bring up that. Well, I have insisted to many people, if they really would like to get results from their meditation, they should make their meditation as much one-pointed as they can. Now, when you visualize something, and you visualize it with all your heart, mind, and soul, you have a very good grasp of it, and you feel powerful about it, and you feel it is something absolutely magnificent. Well, when you do that, it's pretty wonderful. However, are you concentrating on the wrong aspect of your meditation and getting the wrong result? Are you concentrating on the lack, or are you concentrating on the reality? Are you concentrating on that you wish it were so, or that it is so? Meditation does not know no. It does not know not. It only knows to do. And so when you say, I am not sick, meditation says you're sick. When you say, I am whole and perfect, meditation says, wow, go for it, I'm whole and perfect. Now a lot of people, they think since they're meditating, they're going to meditate on many things at once. I am whole and perfect. I have infinite abundance. I have happy relationships with my family. I am, and on and on and on with the laundry list of desires of their heart. And none of these are getting any attention by their meditation. It's just a review that's sliding past their eyes as though they're sitting on the train looking out the window and seeing little villages going by and mountains going by and people in streets and cities going by. Nothing making any impression at all. All of a sudden, Mount Vesuvius blows its top, and whoop, up she goes, and you look, wow, wow, oh my, do you give attention to that, wow, oh my goodness, look at that smoke, and look at that fire, and look at the lava, oh my goodness sakes. Now, everybody knows Mount Vesuvius blew up a long time ago, but in our mind's eye, or in fact, as we're riding along on our meditation train, what are we looking at? Are we looking at something that is utterly exciting, or are we looking at something that's distressing? Are we looking at something that we want to enjoy and experience, or are we looking at something that we think maybe it's not very nice at all? Are we looking at the problem, or are we looking at the solution? This brings it to our mind so often. It's not the volume of my meditation, but the quality. If you speak your word, let's just say the mother who has the child under the car. She goes out there and she says, no! And she lifts the car and moves it off the child. She has strength from some unknown source. She has the ability to do it. And her word, no, is a confirmation. Yes, he's whole and perfect. No, it did not happen. But it did happen. And her statement of no, oh! She could say, or she could say, you're home perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. She could affirm anything that she wanted. And that's her meditation. That's her word of confidence. That's her word of expectation. And she picks up that car, a totally impossible task, and moves it aside or whatever she does. And the child is uninjured. And then what does she want to do? She wants to spank the child for worrying her so that badly. But you see, the meditation, at the moment of meditation, at the moment of intensive meditation, most effective is when you see whatever it is that you are speaking your meditation about done. I am happy. Can you visualize yourself happy? I am healthy. Can you visualize yourself healthy? I am whole and perfect. Can you visualize yourself whole and perfect? And on. Can you visualize this in a one-pointed now and in a quality aspect? Do you visualize yourself a little bit wealthier, a little bit healthier, a little bit of fulfilled? Or do people begin to like you? Or will you start tomorrow on your happiness time? Now is the acceptable time. Now is the only time there is. Now I'm home perk. Now I'm wealthy. Now I'm happy. Now, you see, and that now is what brings us results. That now is our quality aspect of who and what we are. As you speak your word, and as you claim the truth about yourself, as you know this reality for yourself of the who and what you are, then things really do take place in your life. It's not the volume of meditation, and by volume I don't mean the loudness of it, it's the amount of it. It's not the amount of meditation, perhaps that's a better word than volume, not the amount of meditation, but the quality of the meditation. That's the intuitive understanding of the meditation being done, that it's fulfilled, that it is now, and now is all that it is. And now it's so fulfilled, it's so wonderful, it's so complete, it's so ideal, it is absolute and now. It's not the volume of meditation, but the quality. I like me. And you say that. You say that once. And you sort of shake up your entire body. Hey, this is a new aspect of me. And then you start looking at yourself. I do like me. I have a nice body. I have nice mind. I have nice eyes. I have nice hair. I feel just so great. A friend of mine received a photograph of me standing outside with my shirt off. And he wrote back and he says, "My God, you are fabulous. For a man of over 100 years old, you look great." And I thought to myself, what are you talking about, over 100 years old? Over thousands of years old. But regardless, you look great. Now, what did that do to my heart? What did that do to my thought? It did to my thought. It says, you look great. And so my meditation is, I look great. And I look wonderful. And I feel wonderful. And everything in my life is fantastic. And I am so happy. I'm so fulfilled. And you see, as you say these statements, as I say these statements, as I make my meditation one of quality, as I make my meditation one of nowness, as I make my meditation one of action that is in the now, there's no waiting. There's no tomorrow. There's no wishing. There's no wanting. There's no future point to it. It is now. And it's not the amount, not the volume of meditation, but the quality. And I live in that quality of meditation. I live in that quality of awareness. And I speak my word, and it is done. I am whole and perfect, period. That's enough for a good meditation, and so it is. Bong, bong, ba-da-doo. I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, oh, ho, 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 ho. Isn't that great? I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, whoa, yes, 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 yes. And let every thought, every ideal, every attitude recognize the result of that meditation is the quality of my wholeness, and I am whole and perfect. I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious. Wow, everything is so good. I feel so absolutely wonderful. This is the way to meditate. Not in volume or amount, but to meditate in quality and say, it is done. It is fulfilled. I am that I am. Whatever it is, I speak my word for, and choose one point at a time. That's enough. As you choose one point at a time and you accomplish it moment after moment after moment, you got it done. It's all over with. You're fulfilled. It's wonderful. And yes, life is great. Life is fantastic. And so are you, and so am I. And isn't it the way to live and the way to be. It's the only way to live and the only way to be. It's the only way to live and it's the only way to be. I love you. I love you. I love you.